Again, back to Jim Schuder, our chief national security analyst. What do you see in all of this at this stunning moment?
Well, Sarah, remember when this administration released its new national security strategy just a couple of weeks ago, and folks were reading it and wondering, is this a serious document? Does it indicate a major shift in U.S. foreign policy, or is it largely political? Who had a hand in it, etc.? I was just reading through some of the language, and one of the clear headlines was, in general terms, threats in our own hemisphere, the Western Hemisphere, are more important than those elsewhere, whether that be Europe, read that as Ukraine, the war in Ukraine, or Asia, perhaps read that as Taiwan, that threats here that involve not just regimes or governments that this administration views as their adversaries, such as Nicolas Maduro, but also problems that they view as top of their list, drug trafficking, migration flows, etc. And here we see that document was quite serious, right, Sarah? That shift is playing out before our eyes. Doesn't mean that the U.S. withdraws from Europe or Asia, but it is certainly more aggressive in its own backyard. And then you begin to think beyond this project underway, the Venezuela project, the U.S. running the country, and we're about to see, as you say, the leader of the country walk off that plane, perhaps in handcuffs and a blindfold, is what does it mean for the Cuban regime, which is also an adversary of the Trump administration, or even, it's a little different because Greenland is run by an ally, but Greenland is a place that President Trump has said, that's in our backyard, I want it.